Stevenson Steven would approve. Come along, bring all your friends. The doors open at 8:30, admission just £6. St. Stephen's Night, Wednesday, December 26th at Disco Nova, Nova Park, Stocking Lane, Rathfarnham. The Christmas season has never been so bright as this year at Disco Nova.
Merry Christmas from Radio Nova.
Hollis Fitz from 738, the sharp-dressed man. Talking of which, I came in today and there was a big stocking waiting for me, which came from three of the lads here, well, two lads and Deirdre. And delightful stuff. Nice Christmas present. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Aidan. Thank you, Deirdre. I'm now wearing a T-shirt that says, Greg Cochran almost had a drink with me.
Everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things, all at a quarter to three? When they play their music, ooh, that modern music, they thank it with a lot of style. But it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really drives them wild. They say the hotter rock and roll is competing, and for what I've seen, I believe.
Invisible. Now tell us some more. About 10 minutes from now, we're going to be playing one of Bob Gallico's breakfast classics. That is amazing. So is this. NOVA playing hits. There's Joe Cocker. Been a hit for many years, this guy. From his current album, the song is called Hold On. I feel our love is changing.
Turn out the light. Sleep won't come. I think about what's going wrong. Lines are closed. All alone. He's turning me. Almost home.
Oh, please believe me. fall. Don't run and hide. Please rock the ball.
Close to 3 o'clock on a Christmas afternoon from 738 Radio Nova. 24 hours a day playing the hottest hits. Now, during the year, Bob Gallico has come out with some real goodness. You know what I mean? If you're one of our breakfast show listeners, which, let's face it, everybody is, Bob does these little humorous pisettes, which are kind of fun. They're called Bob's Breakfast Classics. We're going to play some. This first one concerns canned beer.
As reported in the Evening Herald, wine cans have been much more successful than wine boxes, yet the contents are only just about passable, with some horrors, the British Consumers Association said yesterday. In a survey in Which magazine, 5 experts compared the same wine in cans and bottles. Cans were a successful form of packaging, definitely better than boxes, but the experts were not impressed with the actual contents, just about passable. The survey found that the canning process probably masks any subtlety in the wine, although those in cans were often preferred to the bottled version. The reds generally came out better than the whites, and although some of the wines were disappointing, several were perfectly acceptable table wines.
Chateaubriand for two, pommes frites, artichoke hearts for monsieur, and a green salad for madame.
Excellent beer.
And the wine, monsieur, red, of course.
Oh, quite, yes. What do you recommend?
We have some very nice Louis Saint-Jean 67, I think monsieur would like.
Splendid. We'll have a can of that.
Very good, monsieur.
Oh, and Pierre?
Oui, monsieur.
2 straws.
Thank you, Bob. The story of canned wine, I don't mind what it comes in. All goes down the same way, doesn't it?
Where can I buy my last-minute shopping over Christmas and New Year? Today Tonight, open 24 hours all over Christmas and New Year. Today Tonight, Binsbridge, Dorset Street. It's not just a shop.
Merry Christmas, Radio Nova.
Bangkok, Oriental sitting in the city, don't know what the city is kept. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since a Tyrolean star had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or so this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's top bazaar, the bars are temples, but they're both ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden person, and if you're
crowded, polluted, too thick in town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purists. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine. I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys raging the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch. I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok.
Thank you.
Bruce Springsteen, NOVA Christmas Day, Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, I like this one. This one's kind of moody.
Don't worry, it starts going to boogie in a minute. Remember this one? Reflex.
And the politics of dancing.
News is next. Spend Christmas afternoon. That's Reflex and the Politics of Dancing. Can't think of a better way. In the second hour of Tony Allen's Christmas in Rathfarnham, you'll hear special live link up with Harvey Roachclip down in Australia. Also another of Bob's Breakfast Classics. We start the hour with Sheila E. Stay tuned for that.
Now that it's Christmas, now's the season when people lose their reason. They go out partying, then they try to drive home. Many the driver thought they could do it. They really went and blew it. Don't you end up like them. We want you alive. Whatever you do this year, don't drink and drive.
Lawrence's Jewelers, Henry Street and Ida Center, where diamonds are forever.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kilohertz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Mark Weller. 9 people, 4 of them children, have died in a fire in Bury, Greater Manchester. 5 other people were rescued and are in hospital. One is critically ill. The family of 6 who lived at the house in Massey Street had been joined by relatives and friends for Christmas. The fire in the two-story house began about 5 a.m., shortly after a party had ended. Apart from the children, the victims were 2 men aged 76 and 25, a girl of 15, and 2 women aged 28 and 47. Italian police are looking for a man of about 30 who may be connected with the bombing of the Florence to Bologna Express. Passengers on the train in which 15 people were killed when a bomb went off in a tunnel say they saw a man getting out carrying an empty suitcase. The police say the bomb was detonated in a tunnel in order to try and damage an oncoming train. However, the other train was 1 minute late and mercifully was not damaged. Some 180 people were injured in the explosion. Thousands of Poles have attended a Christmas mass at the Warsaw Church of the murdered priest Father Populusko. He had been an outspoken supporter of the Solidarity movement in Poland. A tableau representing his abduction and murder by the security forces 2 months ago stood outside the church. During the mass, Father Populusko was described as a martyr. The security forces are said to have kept a low profile. The 75-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner Mother Teresa has arrived in Ethiopia to spend Christmas with some of the famine victims. On her flight to Addis Ababa, she said, "I have come to serve." An estimated 9 million people are affected by the drought which has hit the country. And finally, some good news. Pop singer Mike Nolan from the group Bucks Fizz is now said to be in a satisfactory condition in hospital after he was thrown through a windscreen on the coach in which he and his fellow members of the band were traveling. Not only this, but Mike has received thousands of Christmas cards and presents. So many, in fact, he does not know what to do with them. Being Christmas, Mike thought it would be a great idea to give the children in the hospital a lot of the goodies he received. So, finally, to the weather for the Bay Area. Blustery showers of rain or hail this afternoon. These showers will continue tonight and may fall as snow or sleet at times. There will be slight frost also, and possible icy patches on the road, so watch out if you're driving later on. Temperatures 6 degrees Celsius this afternoon, falling to 1 degree Celsius tonight. Wind strong to gusty, southwest to westerly, force 5 to 7, occasionally gale force 8. That's the Nova News and Weather. Next news at 6.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Sheila E. on Hot Hit Radio, especially for Mam, Dad, Elaine, Eileen, Gareth, and David. From Jane, who called from Walkerstown. This is her favorite town there. Thank you for calling. After this next song, we're going live by satellite to Australia, to Sydney, to speak to. No, we're not. Start again. We're going to San Francisco this time to talk to Harvey Roachcliffe. Okay? Here's I Could Have Been Queen.
Every time I'm born, an original mind, because I just died.
Live from San Francisco by satellite, here's our old friend, Harvey Roachcliffe. Harvey, are you there?
Well, man, am I on yet, man?
Harvey?
Oh, what do I talk into, man? Do I talk into this thing here, man?
Harvey?
Oh, wow, hello, man.
Happy Christmas, Harvey.
Well, peace, man, peace, yeah.
So what sort of Christmas are you having?
Well, kind of, we decided in the commune to have a real traditional Christmas this year, you know? We start the day with, an hour of meditation, man. Get our karma in the right perspective, you know.
What about Christmas dinner? Are you going to have a Christmas dinner?
Oh, wow, man. You can't have Christmas without Christmas dinner. And in the commune, there's this chick called Judy. She went to art school, man. And she's a sculptor, you know. So what she does is She gets like about 18, 19 pounds of soybeans, man. And she boils up these soybeans, and when it's a big, horrible mush, she kind of sculpts it into a turkey, man. It's really nice, you know.
Soybean turkey?
Yeah, man, it's macrobiotic, you know, and we got two kinds of stuffing this year as well. There's parsley and Moroccan.
Parsley and Moroccan?
Yeah, man. And my favorite, Colombian and thyme.
And what about sort of Christmas pudding? Do you have a Christmas pudding?
Oh, wow, you have to have Christmas pudding, man.
And you smother it with brandy butter or brandy sauce or something like that?
Oh, no, man, that would be dangerous, man. Because, like, all the special herbs and spices that Judy puts into our Christmas pudding, man, you wouldn't want no brandy sauce, man.
Okay, Harvey, happy Christmas.
And a cool Yule to you, too, man.